Max Trinidad.
Max, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. What do you do?
Well, I'm PowerShell MVP for the last 4 years.
PowerShell, all right.
Yeah, and I'm been using PowerShell since version 1, 2006.
4 years. Well, you've got me beat by a lot. I've just recently discovered PowerShell, and I'm taking baby steps with it.
Yeah, that's happened when I've been preaching, evangelizing on PowerShell for a long time. And finally, the last 2 years, things have kicked in.
Yeah.
With Link Server, SharePoint, Exchange, and strangely enough, people finally in SQL are starting to use it. Although SQL doesn't have much command, but it's growing, it's getting there.
Yeah, I think a couple of things happened. One is that a lot of these server products that you just mentioned, they're shipping with a bunch of, commandlets?
Yes.
PowerShell commandlets, much more than they used to.
Well, keep in mind, Microsoft have enforced every product to include PowerShell in it.
Okay.
So is it, now it's more than that.
Right.
Yes.
And then I think the big thing is developers are starting to discover PowerShell. PowerShell used to be, 4 years ago, maybe tell me what this is your perception as well. 4 years ago, it was the network administrators, maybe the DBA.
Administrator level, yes.
Right.
DBA, it was slow starting.
Okay, but those were the guys that were using PowerShell.
Yes.
Developers weren't even thinking about it.
No.
And now
only a few.
Now we're starting to think about it. I'll give you my example. I was doing some SharePoint work last year, and SharePoint is it's a bit cumbersome. You can't just press an F5 and run your code. You have to deploy it, and you have to activate it. There's a bunch of mouse clicks and things like that. But it can be automated, so I had little PowerShell scripts. Sometimes one line, sometimes like three lines, and they would be calling these scriptlets.
Yeah,
but talking to you, you're telling me there's a lot more that I could be doing with it.
Yes, a lot more. Just like you said, baby step, right?
Yeah.
One line, two line, one script. One line, two line, second script.
Right.
Now you start building your library of tools, all your functions that you want to use. Well, how you want to reuse them? Well, version 2 came out, and finally you can build modules. Modules are a collection of functions that you can reuse over and over again.
Version 2 of PowerShell.
Exactly. Now, the thing is, in version 1, you load a function, but it stays there in memory. You couldn't remove it. You got to just close your session. But with modules, you can load the module and remove the module. So that way you can reuse in and off a single session, and you'll be better off with that. But eventually you keep growing and growing and growing. And the more experience you realize is this series of lines, maybe it's really a one-liner. It's become more efficient.
Oh, okay. I could just issue one line of code or click an icon, and now I'm actually calling a full application.
Exactly. Yeah, it could become that.
So let's apply that to my knowledge, I've got a three-line script that's manipulating SharePoint, just deploying and activating web parts on SharePoint. What more could I be doing?
Well, not knowing very much inside of SharePoint, but you have the ability of remoting. Which means, I don't know, maybe those commands in SharePoint have the ability to do a dash computer name. Connect to another. So that way, that command could connect to that farm down there, grab the information you want. And or if not, you can still send a script to what they call, they use PowerShell remoting, to connect to the server, run the script in a remotely way.
Oh, okay.
So it grows. Now with version 3, you have workflows. And workflow acts just like function, except that it can send that series of command to a server, run on the server, then you can disconnect the session from the server, and the command still is running on the server.
Oh, so this is for a long-running process that you want to just
whatever task you want to kick off, leave, come back home, and then just take a look at it. You reestablish the connection, and you never lose that connection there.
Wow. So is it PowerShell that would be running on the server, or is it just PowerShell kicks off some?
No, it's PowerShell. It's PowerShell. PowerShell.
Okay, so you can basically tell PowerShell to start a PowerShell workflow.
Yeah.
And then go away, disconnect, unplug the cable.
And it's still working on the server.
And it's still going. And then you can come back and reconnect to that same session and see where it is.
Yes, that's one of the benefits.
Oh wow. Okay.
And then now we have also the PowerShell web.
Okay, what's that?
Which is web services.
Hmm.
So you have a browser, you can run commandlets, command from the browser. On the other, just through the internet.
Does that require me to set something up on my web server to allow
yes,
that?
Yes, yes. Yeah. They have options. It's a feature on the server.
So
you gotta enable it.
Is it a plugin for IIS or
yes,
iSAPI filter or something like that?
Yes, something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it's already documented on the Microsoft website.
Wow. What are you using this? Are you using PowerShell in production?
I am using PowerShell.
Tell me about some of your applications.
Well, mainly the previous job I was in, I was a SQL developer, so I was using PowerShell with SSIS, integration services packages.
Yep.
And I can tell you one of my successful story was to build a 30 line of code in PowerShell that will move any type of document into a blob table. In a SQL database with only 30 lines of code. And it included embedded C# to identify the document type, and then I can use you can use that class inside my script to identify the documents.
Okay, so SSIS, for those who don't know, it used to be DTS.
Yes,
it's basically
on the old
it's a combination of a data pump where you can move data from here to here, and some transformation tools where you can remap that data, and also a workflow. So if you wanted to do something with a graphical workflow, where you can say you want to have conditional logic or have this happen before that happens, things like that.
Yeah.
So you created one of these SSIS packages, and then you were automating
a process to feed into a table documents.
Okay.
Which mean blobs.
Very cool.
Yeah, and then on the session today was to how to show how can integrate PowerShell in SSIS script task, which we're using .NET, so we're missing a technology. In an example, we're touching XML,
okay.
VB.NET, C# all together with PowerShell.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and it's very, very interesting. As a matter of fact, one of the other person who was attending was glad that he was there because he had a project working with how can I change config XML file using, instead of using the .NET console, you could use PowerShell to do it.
Nice.
So it was good information.
People that want to learn more about PowerShell, where's a good resource?
Wow, I said the internet has full of information. Community is very strong. Microsoft have this script center, a lot of PowerShell scripts in there. We have the PowerShell group.org. That's another community-based PowerShell place that we can get all information and web, how do you call it, webinars.
Uh-huh.
So it's tons. So just search PowerShell and you'll find it.
Are you writing about this?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. I'm doing a lot of videos, internet live meetings and stuff is what I'm doing.
Okay, this is the online PowerShell community.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
Yeah, don't get behind. Nowadays, PowerShell, to have PowerShell in your resume, it's a big highlight now. Many people and recruiter I've been hearing from, they say, oh, do you know anybody with PowerShell? So it's becoming it's a good flag to have in the resume.
Wow. Max, thanks so much.
Thank you very much. This is Max Trinidad, and I'm here with Friends in Technology.